One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some workers refuse to leave the factory floor even after they've passed away.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. If you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. So you can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you don't have commercials, you get advanced episodes, access to a lot of them in the archive, like thousands, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststory or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon.
Well, hello. How's it going?
Pretty good. I thought this is interesting. I came across this story the other day. And you don't always hear paranormal things in the news. And this headline was really interesting to me. It said, psychic correctly predicted location of missing college students' remains finally found in a 52-year-old cold case. So this guy had been missing all these years. And so he was from Utah, and he disappeared more than 50 years ago. And they had looked at this area before, but they had never found him there. Mm-hmm. And then a hunter discovered skull fragments in the foothills above the university where he went and alerted authorities. The DNA came back 99.9% genetic match with a living relative to him. The family, of course, was very excited. But here's where I think's interesting, that his mother, Donna, she had died in 2010, and she kept a journal tracking her thoughts and developments in the son's case. So she wrote an entry in 1990 that she was shopping at a department store in Salt Lake City when she happened to meet a store clerk who said she was a psychic. And then Donna said, well, maybe you can tell me what happened to my son. And she said, he really wants to find you. And then she said, her son had gone to the foothills above campus where he contemplated ending his life. He became afraid, and because it was dark, he slipped and fell. That is exactly where they found him, where she was saying the hill and everything, what she had described, was where they found this guy 50 years later.
Wow.
And just randomly, it wasn't like the mom went to a psychic. The woman opened up to her.
Yeah.
They haven't said, they haven't figured out how he died. But after reading the mom's journal and then seeing that lady say that that's where he would be and he was, isn't that something?
It really is. You know, while you were telling me this story, a thought kind of crossed my mind. For people that are mediums, psychics, that, you know, get information in I am assuming, you know, different ways. It might be that you see a vision of something. I'm not sure exactly, because you could, let's put it this way. In this instance, the woman who knew had this information must have been familiar with the location because she knew to tell her that. See, what I'm saying is, like, I might get a vision of something, but I don't know where it is, right? I mean, I see a place, but it doesn't mean I'm familiar with that place, so it really doesn't do anybody any good just because I can see it. In this case, it seemed like the woman was familiar with the location, so she was able to say, this is what happened to him, this is where he went, you know. And I mean, it's interesting, like, she knew the whole story, not just that did she see where the remains were. She seemed to know that he'd gone there on purpose, thinking, contemplating suicide, but then slipped and didn't intend it to be that.
Imagine how the mom would have felt if she would have still been alive and they found him there.
Like, do you suppose there are a lot of people that have these sorts of abilities but don't use them for fear that people will go, oh, well, you're the one who did it?
Absolutely, and I've talked to a lot of them.
You know.
Because I've talked to a lot of people who have those abilities on the Grave Talks, and some people, like, they say it's just overwhelming sometimes to go into a public place because so much information comes at them, and that other times they've had information come to them, but then it's like, I really don't want to walk up to a total stranger and talk about their dead loved one. You know, it's like,
Right.
and then other times it's, you know, because they're like, you
Well,
know.
let's put it this way. If you had a child who was deceased under, you know, like, let's say you had a daughter and she just disappeared, right? And then somebody walks up to you and says, I know what happened to blah, blah, blah. Okay, maybe you're psychic, but maybe you did it. So you wouldn't want to necessarily put yourself out there all the time for fear that someone would think you had something to do with it. And I could
Well,
see why police would think that. They go, wait a minute, you brought us right here. How do you know that?
yeah. And I've
You
heard
know.
of a lot of other cases where police have called in psychics and they gave them the information and they actually found people. And I just have to wonder if, like, in this case, the clerk, like, maybe the son was trying so hard to get through to his mom that he wouldn't leave her alone. So she was like, okay, fine, I'll just go with it.
Or maybe it's something that, like you said, the son is right there with her, and the son is communicating through the psychic, and the
Oh,
psychic is telling
yeah.
the mom,
That's what I think it was.
you know. Because it was kind of an entire story. It wasn't just, I see this location. It was, here's what happened. And he went up there. So that almost makes me think that the son was maybe just with the mom in the store.
Could have been and came
And
through to
then,
this woman because she could
right.
pick
And
up
then
on
was
him.
able to communicate through this woman.
I think it would
That's
be really hard to
fascinating.
have that ability, like to shut it
Oh,
off.
yeah, because what you're right. Like, what do you tell someone? How much can they handle? Is this good? Is this bad? Like, I'm not sure. I think I always say I would want to know, but would I? Or, yes, I would, but it doesn't mean it would be easy for me to handle it,
Right.
right?
And I think that there might just be times when you have that ability that you are just so overwhelmed, and this spirit is coming through so strongly that it's like you don't have a choice. I have to tell this person. Now I got to walk up to a total stranger and be like, hey, I know your son
I
died.
never had, and I would love to know if any of our listeners have had this happen to them, where someone's come up to them and say, I need to tell you something, right?
Yeah, I've never had
You
that.
have done it.
I have done right? it, but I haven't
you
had
have
anybody
had
to do.
But, you know, the only thing I would say is I've had people come up and tell me that I have a beautiful aura or something like that. You know, like you're the aura around you. There's this thing around you, you know. I've had that before, but I've never had anybody come up to me and say, you know, that a loved one or somebody I know or whatever is trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
Or tell me something.
That'd be so interesting. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
But I'd love to know if our listeners have that happen. Write it in or call it in.
Yeah.
Let us know. I'd love to hear that story.
Well, here is our first story. It says, you'd think a factory would be the last place for ghosts to hang out. Steel, machines, fluorescent lights, buzzing overhead. It doesn't exactly seem haunted, but after what I've experienced, I'd argue it's exactly the kind of place spirits love to linger. I've worked at this old place for years, and each night it's my job to close up shop. I've got a routine down, lock the doors, shut down the equipment, kill the lights, and finally arm the alarm before heading out the last door. Most nights are quiet, almost boring, the kind of silence that just kind of sinks into your bones, but not always. One night a few months back, I was walking down the main aisle of the basement, the one lined with rows of workstations and shadowy booths. Oh, and he said he sent a photo, but I didn't see a photo. It's dark down there, the kind of dark that swallows sound, makes you feel like you're being watched. I was halfway through my checklist when I heard it. It came on without warning. One second, everything was silent. The next, some random song was echoing from one of the welding booths up ahead. The sound was loud and sharp, like someone had just flipped a switch. I stopped dead in my tracks, and I swear the temperature dropped 10 degrees. My heart was pounding, but I figured maybe someone had left a radio plugged in. That would happen. So I walked toward the sound, trying to act brave, trying not to think about how alone I was in that massive building. The radio was sitting on a bench, and the music was still playing. And as I reached out, maybe 6 inches away, it shut off. Just like that. No click, no static, no fade out, just turned off. That moment, I'll never forget the feeling, like someone was watching me, maybe even laughing at me. It felt less like a haunting and more like a prank, the kind of thing a buddy would pull in the shop just to mess with you, only this buddy, apparently, was long gone. Since then, I've heard the radio a couple more times while doing my rounds, but I've learned my lesson. I don't go near it anymore. If it wants to play, let it. Every time I've left it on, it's silent by morning like nothing ever happened. But it's not just the music. There's something about the building, especially when you're the last one out. Right as I'm punching the alarm code in, I start hearing things. Metal banging in the distance, air tools hissing, a pipe crashing to the ground, voices like people talking in the back corners of the building. But when I go to check, nothing. And every single night, as I walk that last aisle to the exit, I get the same feeling. Someone is right behind me. I swear I can feel their breath on my neck. I never look back, not until I'm outside. One time, I locked the final door, walked out into the lot, glanced back toward the building, and just as I looked up, I saw a single piece of paper fluttering down past the window. There's no reason it should have been there, just floating down like someone or something had let it go. It's like the spirits that haunt that place wait until I'm about to leave to make their move, like they want one final scare before I'm gone for the night. Sometimes I wonder if they follow me home, because there have been a few weird things that have happened at my house, but that's a story for another time. For now, I'm going to shut the place down again as I'm sitting here writing this, and I swear I can feel something reading it over my shoulder, maybe planning its next little trick. Some ghosts don't want you to hear them. They want you to listen. Oh, that's interesting. I'm not sure who wrote that in. Tim. Tim wrote that.
Tim, okay. Oh, you know, first thing I'm going to say is, Tim, you write beautifully.
Yes, very well written.
Wow, what a great story.
But it is interesting that it sounds like during the work day, it just sounds like it's normal. But it's when he goes to shut it down at the end of the day and he's the only one there, all this stuff happens. And that makes sense to me. Because, in fact, I was at the theater last night because I had have a show actually opening tonight. And so it was final dress rehearsal. And we were all talking about the theater last night. And Steve, the manager of the theater, he actually saw a shadow figure the other day.
Really?
In the theater.
Where was it?
He didn't. It was in the theater part. He didn't say exactly where. But we were talking about that because, like, I've had just a couple things happen there, but because there's always so many people around and you're active and you're busy. And I think when you're active and busy, you're not as receptive. It can't get through as easily. But when you're alone and you're only one
That's what I think.
Yeah. Then when a radio comes on, you hear it. When the factory's going full speed, a radio comes on, you probably wouldn't even hear it.
Yeah. Though I don't think it does.
No,
I
don't
think
really
it's
either.
Doing it purposely. It feels to me like it's trying to get Tim to go where it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there that's calling him. I would be curious as to what is the music? Like, is it rock? Is it heavy metal? Is it some old waltz? You know, what are we hearing? And is it always the same or is it different? Is it on a radio station that's just turned on or is it the same song over and over? Or you know what I mean? I would kind of start analyzing that aspect of it. If it appears very random, that it's just like the radio's turning on, who's turning on the radio? Or is it a song that's playing? And then I would be interested in starting to think about that a little bit. But it feels like it's calling him, doesn't it, to come here?
Well, it's funny because he said he feels like he's being pranked.
It like, does. And there's that aspect of it, too, that you just go in there and go, oh, great, you know, and you turn it off and you go. I've had those things happen before, too, where I come in and I go, yeah, funny, super funny. You know, they locked me out of my house or whatever. And I told them that is, you know, yeah, big joke, good joke, right? But it also feels to me like it's calling him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come over here. I'm bringing you here for a reason. And I just wonder what, if there's something to that.
Because it does feel like it's a bunch of guys that used to work there. And they just keep working, which is not what I want to do in the afterlife. I don't want to hang out at the factory all day. I just don't.
But once again,
the bar,
you know,
maybe.
I have this feeling that sometimes old buildings can hold their memories or whatever, right? And you walk in and maybe you can hear that. Mm-hmm. Something, you know what I mean? Like there's this kind of, we always talk about the relativity of experience and light and, you know, how it goes through. And I'm wondering if there are times that people can tap into hearing something that happened previously. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that maybe sometimes Tim can, what he's hearing is what it did sound like at one point, you know, when there was a lot of activity going on and stuff in there, kind of almost like we would think of some sort of residual thing, like the activity is going on and then it stops and then you can kind of hear it again. And I think for somebody that's sensitive, which I do believe Tim is, that you could maybe tap into that sometimes and kind of cross that, you know, network, that kind of space between you and that time period it was happening. With that said, though, it does feel like there's something haunting this place.
Oh, absolutely.
And it seems to be very smart because it's turning on the radio to draw you in. It's purposely getting you to do something.
But I think the creepiest part is that when he leaves, he feels it behind him and feels like the breath on his neck. Like, that feeling I do not like. I can handle the radio stuff. Mm-hmm. I can handle the creepy sounds.
I don't even know if I can handle that. That would be so creepy. And like you said, this massive old factory building.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those are so scary anyway. Just for me to drive by one.
I'd think, can we start rotating on this closing shift duties because I'm over it.
You're going to pay me a lot to keep doing
this one. Because I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah.
And then that's the other part of it. If you were to say, you know, I'm kind of getting creeped out. There's weird shit happens every time I close. And then your boss is like, yeah, Tim.
Well, sure. I wanted him to go pick up the fluttering piece of paper and see if there was something on it.
Oh, I wouldn't have. I'd have done the same thing.
I know you wouldn't have.
F that. I have locked Tim that to. Door.
I wanted Tim to.
I am going home.
What is on the piece
But then
of
it
paper?
Said he's had a few weird things happen at his house too. So I'd like to hear that story.
I would
too.
Like to know. And without knowing what's happened there, like he said, does something follow me home? I can't really say without knowing what's happened at home.
Yeah. Yeah, but absolutely.
It sounds like whatever this is smart. It's getting Tim to do things. It's getting him to look. It's getting him to go somewhere. I'm just wondering, I don't know. I'd like to know what's happening at home to see if we can put any clues together with that.
He needs to go on vacation. And when he goes on vacation, whoever, like, say Bob, he's the guy who closes it up. Pull Bob aside and be like, anything weird happen? Because this shit's happening to me all the time.
Yeah.
And just see what happens to the people who are there when he goes on vacation. Because you got to take vacation at some point.
I agree.
So let us know. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Well, here is a caller.
My name's Chris. And I've seen apparitions about 3 times. We always had weird stuff while I was growing up. But the last time was 2 years ago in South Myrtle Beach. We go there. We've been going there for about 6 years. And the resort we go to is all oceanfront. And we usually get 5th or 6th floor. And I'm a night person. I work 3rd shift, so I listen to you guys then. And I was out on the balcony about 3 o'clock in the morning. People walk up and down the beach all night. I guess looking for shark teeth. And they usually have flashlights. And it was full moon, I do believe. I saw this figure, and I just thought it was one of those people. But the farther it walked away from me, it became transparent. And I called my husband over. I didn't think about getting my camera, but... And he said, oh, no, that's a reflection of the moon off the water. I'm like, it's not even by the reflection. It walked past the reflection. And he didn't even see it. And another one is when I was younger. We were playing the stare at game where you stare at something and see if you can get it to move. And there was, like, attic door with the chain, and me and my friend were staring at it, and I looked down. We got to move, and I looked down, and I saw this girl in the hallway. She wasn't see-through or anything, and she was walking towards the back bedroom. She started talking, but it was like in slow motion and reverse. I couldn't understand what she was saying, and I described her to my friend, and my friend brought out a book, and I picked the album, and I picked the girl out, and she's like, yeah, she's dead. So, and the one on the beach, it was a woman. She was what? All white, shimmery, long dress, long hair. And from what I understand, there is a woman that walks up and down the beach. I guess her husband died at sea or something. Okay, well, thank you for listening.
Like, aren't you so pleasant? Okay.
I know.
There's my apparition stories. Either one of them would have scared me. But I think the first one, when you're sitting on the balcony 6 stories up, that wouldn't be so immediate and scary. The girl in the hallway, that would kind of freak me out.
Oh, my gosh. I do have to laugh a little bit because we used to do the same thing. Like, for a while, because of the Amazing Kreskin, we would, like, it would be to try to move something. So you'd set an object down and you'd try really hard to get it to move, remember?
Mm-hmm. With the power of your mind.
With the power of your mind. But then, while she's doing that, then she sees this little girl. And I'm wondering if there's a connection. And I know that seems silly, but because she was trying to do something and focused, if somehow she was, it put her into the mindset that she was, had the ability to see this.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like it's too big of a coincidence. She's trying to do something like that, mm-hmm. but then sees this.
Very interesting. Oh. And, you know, there's people who want, not me necessarily, but other people who want to see an apparition so badly. And this woman has seen a couple really good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The woman on the beach is like an interesting story.
Yeah.
And why not?
I don't know. Yeah. And who knows? Maybe I have seen one. I just didn't know it.
Yeah, you and I both believe that we can see things that we think are real.
That it could be like I just walked by the guy at the ball game thinking he was a real guy, but he wasn't. He was an apparition.
And he wasn't.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe, could be.
You never know.
That's right.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in if you want to. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you could get signed up at Apple Podcasts, at patreon.com/realghoststories, or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. PSI.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.